Hey guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today I want to talk about men that are single today. They know what they want. I have a small collection of videos. We're going to talk about three of them, of women that have essentially ran into a man like this in her life, and she gives her opinion, and it's very interesting, her opinion versus what I think is going on. And I think that you guys are going to see that something more is going on than what she thinks. The first video I'm going to talk about, she is mad. She's actually mad that she's run into this type of standard. And she ends up flipping it by trying to make it like a man issue. Like, these are just men these days. The second video is a woman that I think is actually just kind of jealous of her friend who ends up getting attention from this one guy. And then thirdly, the last video is a woman that almost potentially gets there because she did a video prior that said that men didn't know what they wanted and she didn't understand. And then she actually listened to the comments where men came in and they told her they just don't want to get married. But then her conclusion to that is wrong. Like, I think that she takes a perspective that ends up blaming men. And I want to talk about that because I think, again, that there is something else going on. I think that you guys will agree. So, before we get started, please remember to like this video and subscribe if you haven't yet to see my videos every Friday. Okay, starting with the first video, this is the one where the woman is obviously mad. And before I even say anything, I'm just gonna let you guys watch this 15 seconds and then we'll talk about it.
What is up with these older men that do not want to commit? They're pushing 40, they don't know what they want, they're balding, they act like they can get a stallion, but sweetie, no, that your next date is going to be from the nursing home.
This very short video actually brings up quite a few things because firstly, she's talking to a man like trying to put him down, similar to how a woman would try to put a woman down with like saying that he's balding, right? She's like attacking physical features that might be declining a little bit by the time he's 40 and he's getting older. But it's so clearly a woman's take because that is not the most important thing about a man, okay? A man's looks or the fact if he has hair or doesn't have hair, that is not the most important thing. It's not even the most important thing about women, but women that are shallow and they're so focused on looks, the outside appearance, they are going to try to insult others based on those things. So I think that's what's happening here, firstly. Secondly, a man in his 40s, like that's when he has probably built up his life to a degree where he's confident and he knows what he wants and he has standards. A man in his 40s, he tends to be driven a little bit more by the head up top and less of the head down below, if you know what I mean. So he basically just has other standards. And that doesn't mean that he doesn't want a woman that is super attractive, you know, that he's attracted to. Because if he's in a position now in life where he has a lot that he brings to the table, then he probably is going to rank that as an important thing that he knows that he can get. Like, his standards are going to be higher. It's very similar to women that are in their 20s. They're in their prime, right? They can get the attention of a lot of men. They have a lot of options. What this woman fails to realize is that this man pushing 40, like, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. He is entering his prime. Older men are in their prime. They don't work the same as women. Women pushing 40, absolutely, that's an insult. I'm pushing 40. Insult me all you want. But the bottom line is that I know that there is a gender difference when it comes to age. Like, there just is. There just is. So her insults kind of fall flat, especially in the comments, when men come in and they're like, yeah, no, it's not that we don't know what we want. It's that we don't want you. And I think, this is my last point, I think that they hit the nail on the head. They're just being honest. It's a harsh truth, but it's the truth, is that she's running into difficulty getting the attention of these men because she is not what they want. And then I guess one more point before we stop talking about this 15-second video is that her tone. Her tone is terrible. Like, I think that you guys could listen to this in a different language and you still understand that she doesn't like men. Like, she's being super harsh on the fact that the men in her life are not doing what she wants them to do. And she's like trying to attack them for it. I don't think that works in life. That's just my thoughts, but I'll be interested to know from you guys, especially any of you that are pushing 40 or beyond. Let me know. Do you know what you want when you're dating? Or maybe you're not dating. Do you know what you want? Or are you just still confused? Can't figure it out. Or do you know what you want? It's just that women like this, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to take it in. They don't want to believe it. Moving on to the second video. This one you guys might recognize because it was a pretty big hit on short form. It's a woman that is eating with her friend. A man pays for both of their drinks. And this is what happens. Before I say more, I'll let you guys watch the video.
My friend's drink just got paid for by this guy, and the waitress came over and she was like, oh, those guys paid your bill, this and that, because look at her. Gorgeous, right? And she's sipping her margarita, amazing looking, beautiful. And then the guy came over and he was like, you're so beautiful. He didn't even ask for her number or anything. He just said, you're so beautiful, and walked away, and they left. And he didn't even say hello to me. He did pay for my drink too, but he didn't say hello, and I'm like, what am I, chopped liver? Or maybe it's because she's sitting there looking beautiful, drinking a margarita while I sat here eating hot chocolate like soup with the soup. At least he paid for it, but this is your sign to drink cocktails at a bar and not order a hot chocolate and look like a fool.
First of all, I think that she gets this all wrong because it does not matter what you're drinking. Like, a man does not care about that. You could be sipping on white milk, and if he's attracted to you, he's going to pursue you and not the lady that's drinking a martini because she looks elegant. Again, this, just like the first video, this is like a woman's view on what a woman would think. And they forget that this is about what men think, right? Because it's the man that is approaching. He's initiating. He's attracted to her friend. He is a gentleman. He makes all the right moves because he pays for both of their drinks. But the friend, because she didn't get the attention, ends up complaining that he didn't say hi to her. I mean, this is like already a high stress situation for a man because he's the one approaching. And so to nitpick the fact that he didn't say hi to her, it's a little extreme. The really interesting part is that people watching this video and leaving comments, some of them said that, well, the man dropped the ball, right? Because he didn't end up getting the friend's number, you know, the one that he was attracted to and talking to. But the bottom line is that if a man wants to get your number, like, he's going to get it. Maybe he just wanted a minute of her attention and that's really it. And we don't know why that is. But the bottom line is that men have standards. They do know what they want. It's not that he dropped the ball. He probably just did exactly what he wanted to do. Or maybe he approached her and at first he was thinking that that's where it was going to lead to. But maybe he decided he wasn't that into her, you know, because it's not all about looks. Like, maybe they were talking and maybe there was just something. Maybe he didn't like her voice. Maybe he didn't like how she wasn't friendly and acted like put off. Like, there's other determining factors, ladies, that a man may decide not to pursue your number or leave his own number for you. But of course, the woman's perspective is that the guy failed. Well, meanwhile, she doesn't realize that he kind of just did exactly what he wanted to do. The third video, this one I love because it's actually a follow-up video to a video that she had done prior talking about how she doesn't understand how men in their 30s just don't know what they want. And what she got in the comments from men was telling her they know what they want. They just don't want to get married. They don't want to be taken advantage of. They don't want to support a wife like in the way of it being one-sided. And she says her opinion. I'll let you watch it.
I posted a video about guys not knowing what they want in their 30s, and let me tell you, the comments have me like shook. The amount of men saying that they don't want to get married because they don't want to have to take care of a woman is like absolutely mind-blowing to me. Like, love is dead. It's dead. Done.
For anyone that has been willing to listen to men over the last decade, they would realize that this isn't just an issue of men being lazy and not wanting to take care of a wife. That's not what this is. Men are saying this because they feel like they're having to give 100% and then receive nothing in return, maybe 10%, maybe 20%. They have felt that in their relationships. I think that women have given less and less. They have pushed for equality, which is great in many ways, but you can't push for equality in so many aspects where women were supposed to or expected to give all of that to a man. You push for equality in that, so men are taking up 50% of whatever that is. For example, child rearing, you know, he's supposed to be there now just as much as she is. If you expect that to be 50-50, you need to expect other things to be 50-50. Things that at one time he was supposed to carry 100% of that load. So for example, financial support. That is something that comes up time and time again, especially on social media, where so many women will say like, oh, the man has to pay for all the dates. He has to pay to support me. He has to pay for my lifestyle, like pay for my nails and hair to be done. You can't expect that if you're expecting the 50-50 down the line in other areas that you used to take 100% care of. That's what's happening, right? Men are experiencing this in real life to a smaller degree probably than online, but still, it's getting reinforced for sure online where women are saying, I want this, 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 and this from a man, and you have to give all those things. Men, if you want an intimate relationship, a long-lasting relationship, you have to do all of this. But guess what? You better be careful not to ask women what they bring to the table because they are the table. That's the problem. And that's why men that are receiving these messages, they're just saying, I don't want it. Why? Why would I want it? I don't want it. And that's not to say that some men don't have this concern. Like, they absolutely want to get married. Those men have probably experienced a healthy, good woman in their lives that was willing to really put in effort and was willing to give him support, effort, love, reciprocation, all of the above. I think that once a man experiences that, that's what opens his heart to marriage. But unfortunately, that's not all women. And men don't get to all experience that type of woman. If you guys have had this type of experience, if you guys are single and you're kind of in this category where you're like, no, I don't think marriage will be worth it. What I've heard from most men is that you do kind of fall into this category right now. If you're single and you've been single and frustrated with the dating world, you're like, yeah, I don't think marriage is worth it. But if I met the right woman, I would be. Do you fall into that category? Are you kind of in the middle ground? Guys, let me know. I'll be interested to hear your opinions, and have a great week. I'll see you next Friday.